We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, we get geared up for the Eagles and Cowboys Monday night. Phil's stretch run. We'll talk to Ben Davis coming up later this hour as we get ready for the weekend and ultimately the Phil's and Braves series to see who wins there. And, of course, all the Ben Simmons stuff continues to hang in the air. Every single Friday at this time, we play Beat the Hammer. I'm coming in on, I think it's a five-game win streak. 166 wins and 25 losses. I'm shooting for 175 and 25. That would make me feel pretty good after what was, for a good stretch of the summer, a rough summer, but have bounced back in the early fall. And Beat the Hammer is brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Irish Horn in Richboro Monday night for Eagles versus Dallas. Enjoy Bud Light specials and Eagles giveaways all game at the Irish Horn. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Alrighty, and our contestant will be playing for a $50 gift card to the Irish Horn. It's in Richboro. We were there, Richboro, PA, at the Irish Horn a couple of years ago for one of our pregame shows. Loved it there. Shout out, by the way, to Ed, the owner, Ed, who's a good dude and a big WIP listener. So, Ed, we thank you for your support. And everyone, get yourself to the Irish Horn in Richboro. Real cool spot. All right, Beat the Hammer. Our contestant today is Mike. He's from Springfield. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hey, Joe. How are you? 26 is my lucky number, so I'm going to give you a 26 loss.
Well, you know what's really weird? I don't know why. I just thought of 26, and I thought of Michael Haddix, who I think was number 26.
You're right. That is weird.
That is weird. Now, Mike, does your knowledge of sports run so deep to know that Michael Haddix, who I think was the first round pick in like 83, was number 26?
No, actually, I have a life, so I wouldn't know that, actually.
a well played answer, Mike. All right, Mike, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, buddy.
You got it. Thanks, Joe.
Ooh, I like it.
All right.
He's concise. Walking his way out. I'm assuming we'll
to
get a
point.
George Jefferson struck because he's
there
been
he
doing
goes.
It. Yep.
I'm telling you, this is all about, he's all about his, you know, routine now.
It's
the
a slow
caller. He's doing the George Jefferson. He's trying to replicate everything he's had. He thinks this is a stretch,
yes.
A streak, mm-hmm. where he's coming out on top, Mike. We are so
got it,
behind
I got
you.
I got it for you.
All right.
We're ending this today.
We believe
we've had enough.
In you, Mike. We are tired of this.
All right,
charade.
Mike. Jody Cameron's in the soundproof booth. Are you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
I'm ready.
All right. 55 seconds. The clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Sometimes you don't know what category it's going to be. Sometimes the Eagles play the Cowboys. Eagles Cowboys is our category for today. You ready to roll?
I had a really good feeling that was going to be the category.
People would. You ready to roll, my friend?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Question number one. In 1995, the Eagles stopped Emmitt Smith twice on 4th-and-1 late in the game on the way to a 20-17 win over the Cowboys. The Eagles got 4 field goals from their kicker that day. Name him.
Pass.
In 1991, the Eagles sacked Troy Aikman 11 times in one game. Which player led the Eagles in sacks that game with 4.5?
Reggie White.
The Eagles lost to the Cowboys the last time they played them 37-17 in Week 16 last year. Name one of the 2 Eagles players who scored a touchdown in that game.
DeSean Jackson.
In 2008, the Eagles beat the Cowboys 44-6 in Week 17. DeSean Jackson is one of 3 Eagles wide receivers who caught a pass that day. Name one of the other 2.
Pass.
In 2004, Donovan McNabb had his famous 14-second scramble before completing a 60-yard bomb down the field. Who caught the pass for the 60-yard completion?
Terrell Owens.
1995, the Eagles stopped Emmitt Smith twice on fourth and one. Who was the kicker in that game?
David Akers.
We're out of time. All right, we got one. Not likely, but you never know. We're going to put you on hold. Sometimes the hammer surprises us. Ooh. Making his way back in the studio slowly. I think I saw a horse sigh. Could be wrong. I'm not sure.
He does it outside the room.
Yeah, though. He doesn't like to let it happen in the room where everyone's watching. Right. Yeah, here he is. Slowly making his way.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for? Tell me how to win your heart.
Oh, stop.
For I haven't got a clue.
Joe, we're trying to keep people on this radio station. Okay. Change the radio.
Little Lionel. Go ahead.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Category for the week, not surprisingly, Eagles Cowboys.
Eagles Cowboys.
Ray roll?
Sure. Right. Not in Mike in Springfield, though. Because I'm going for victory number 167, and I'd like to get it.
By the way, speaking of your like whole 175 and 25 thing, I think the bigger thing there is like we're approaching the 200th Beat the Hammer.
I know we are.
And that's a pretty big deal right there.
I know. Now, are you looking for a pat on the back as you come up with so many questions?
Do you know how many questions that is? 200. We used to do 10, too. It's crazy.
Yeah. This guy, Richie,
a lot of questions.
He is so full of himself. Well,
I mean, think about, how many times we've done Eagles Cowboys. Like, think about how many
James,
questions you can ask.
Yeah, I can tell you. You can ask thousands of
You're
questions.
You're wrong, buddy. Because you maybe to you, the problem is I have to ask questions that a listener has a chance to get sometimes,
okay,
Joe.
Let's go.
It's hard to strike that
the
balance.
The answer is Buddy Ryan. Let's go.
All right, that's it. You ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Question number one.
Okay.
In 1995, the Eagles stopped Emmitt Smith twice on fourth and one late in the game on the way to a 2017 win over the Cowboys. The Eagles got four field goals from their kicker that day. Name him.
I'm going to come back to that.
In 1991, the Eagles sacked Troy Aikman 11 times in one game. Which player led the Eagles in sacks that game with 4.5?
Clyde Simmons.
The Eagles lost to the Cowboys the last time they played 37-17 in Week 16 last year. Name one of the two Eagles who scored a touchdown in that game.
DeSean Jackson.
In 2008, the Eagles beat the Cowboys 44-6 in Week 17. DeSean Jackson was one of three Eagles wide receivers who caught a pass in that game. Name one of the other two.
Well, 08 Eagles. I'll go with Kevin Curtis.
In 2004, Donovan McNabb had his famous 14-second scramble before completing a 60-yard bomb down the field. Who caught the 60-yard bomb?
Freddie Mitchell pointed to his watch. And the 95 kicker, I'm going to go with, this is tough. I'm going to go with Ruzek. It's not Ruzek.
It's Gary Anderson.
God darn it. I wanted to say Gary Anderson.
It's a 41.
I didn't think he was here before he freaking missed the kick in Minnesota in 98, but I still won. Easily. I wanted to say Gary
41.
Anderson, and I didn't think Gary Anderson was here before he missed the field goal in 1998. And see, this is the thing about the greats. Whether it's Jordan, right? Whether it's Ted Williams, whether it's Babe Ruth, you always strive for more. You kick a guy's ass, and you're mad that you got one wrong. And that's what separates the greats, and that's why the Hammer, with 167 wins, just beat Mike in Springfield. Mike,
that is damn impressive!
That is damn impressive. Mike, what do you think?
I agree!
Hello, Mike.
What's up?
Well, apparently not you.
That's what you
impressive.
Do!
That is what you do.
Impressive.
Thank you, buddy. I should have gotten Gary Anderson. Man. That ticked me off. Listen, Mike, I'll cool off, man. I won. I'll cool off.
Well, we're happy you're feeling okay.
I feel so much better.
I wanted to say Gary Anderson. I just didn't think he was here before he was in Minnesota in 98.
Well, I'm glad I lost 4 out of 5. I suppose the 5.
So wait, how many did you get right, Mike? One?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Dude. It's all right. Mike, you speak for the people. It's all good. A lot of them lose to me, too. It's all good.
Doug! About Peterson!
I didn't even have to
Yeah!
I didn't even have to go to Buddy in the Bounty Bowl, the Pork Chop Bowl. I didn't have to pull out James Willis and Troy Vincent running it back in 96. I didn't have to go to any of that. I didn't have to talk to any of that stuff. You know why, Mike? Because they reached deep enough to win. And that's what winners do. Now, here's the deal, Mike.
Mike, staying silent there was the perfect
response.
I got to
tell you,
Thank
though, Mike. Mike, I do kind of feel bad. I've laid it on a little thick here with you. I'm going to – and you do seem like a really fine fella. I'm going to award you the $50 gift card to the Irish Horn in Richboro, which is a wonderful spot.
Thank you, Joe.
But, Mike, I want you to look into the camera.
Oh, God.
And I want you to say, Hammer victory 167.
Silence.
Right. Yeah, baby! Yeah!
Mike, I'm putting you on hold. We're going to get your information. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, and we shut that music down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
160. You know what? I'm actually going to stand because 80%.
Giving yourself a standing
ovation. Because I'm on my way to 175, and it makes me very happy. By the way, speaking of 175, check this out. The last pregame show thing down at Live Casino last Sunday, guy comes right up to me. Really nice guy. Listens to the show a lot. Comes right up to me. He's like, hey, Joe. He's like, and I had only mentioned the desire
once
to be 175 and 25 one time. Right? Mentioned it 2 days before that on the Friday. He's like, hey, Joe, you're 175 and 25. I'm like, that's what I'm going for. We have this whole conversation, big listener. He has no idea, John. Amy from Villanova standing right next to me. Amy from Villanova was right next to me. This guy's
awesome.
A hardcore listener.
That's awesome.
Hardcore listener. He did not even bother to assess the possibility that the woman by my side was Amy from Villanova. That's on him.
That is on him.
That's on him. Mm.
That is on him. All Joe, right. I just want to say, though, great performance. I think you really exhibited the dog mentality.
The dog mentality. Hey, listen, you take any shot you want. It's all good with me. I'm happy. Let's talk to Clay right now. Clay, you're on WIP.
Hey, gentlemen. Good to talk to you for the first time in life.
Wow.
Wow. Thanks for calling, Clay.
There you go.
No problem. I've always been impressed with your conversation. I've just been one of those happy listeners, you know, as I drive along. I actually parked the car and got out this time and called you up.
Nice. So. Well, thank you. Clay, one question for you, if I may, sir. Are you more impressed by the conversation we have or the Hammer's phenomenal excellence in Beat the Hammer? I mean, what impresses you more?
Oh, that's hard, man.
Yeah. Hard. I agree, because they're both pretty high standards.
But I'm going to go with the group thing, you know. I'm going to go with the,
I like
the overall conversation.
There you go.
But one thought I had about the Eagles, and the thing that got Jordan Mailata here, why don't they do that? Put him in the backfield for those short yardage. Let him make a 3-yard angry run. You know what I mean? You think he can do that? I think he can do that. I think he can put him in the backfield, get some blockers up front, and he carried 2 or 3 people in that tape. You put some good blockers in front of him that's going to block out, he gets in the end zone.
Sure. I mean, feasibly,
Who's going to stop him?
Well, I like him blocking at left tackle.
I like him blocking, too. But, like,
and you
got to
remember,
angry run?
You got to remember, working your way through the line of scrimmage, I mean, it is a wall if you don't read it, right?
You got a good line, right? You're supposed to have one of the better lines,
yes,
right?
Yes, but he has to read it right, and he's not a running back.
You can do that at practice.
He didn't grow up watching football. You know, like, this is all very foreign to him.
Clay, I think your point is, even if he doesn't read it right, he's going to bowl over the guy anyway.
Exactly. He's going to hurt somebody. I wouldn't see
maybe
2 or 3 people want to stop him.
Maybe. But then you also have to worry about ball security. You know,
he's going
to
be good. He's going to take a ball from a 390-pound man.
It's not as cut and dry as that.
All right, Clay, call her.
I support not giving the ball to him and just letting him block.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Hey, Clay, call our show again, man. Good stuff, buddy.
Hey, one other thing.
Yeah.
The Phillies will work great as long as nobody's paying attention to them or dissing them. If they don't pay attention to them, they'll probably do something. Well, so once we start building them up,
dude,
it's a problem.
You couldn't be more right.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more right. I mean, if we are actually going to put one final charge as a fan base into putting our hearts into this over the next 9 days, 10 days, counting today, I expect to have my heart trampled. That's why only like a half my heart's been in this. I'm half-hearted to camera. Joe to camera generation. Speaking of the Phils, Ben Davis. We'll talk to Ben next segment. His thoughts on the Phils coming down the stretch. Usually when a horse race comes, and coming down the stretch they come, right? That's what the announcer says in horse racing. Normally it's supposed to be, like, exciting. This John, has been, you know, this has been anything but exciting. Who was it? Dave Johnson. He was the famous horse announcer, right?
Dave Johnson.
And down the stretch they come. And then, you know, this is what we get? Well,
it's more like, down the stretch.
Down the stretch they come, the Phils and Braves. We'll talk about it with Ben around 12:30. Phone calls all show on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.